2016, and I was going back and looking at the numbers of those games, and coupled with tonight's score, in the last five matchups, we had outscored them by a total of 237-0. And I mean, that's just, it's just like, it's just remarkable. I mean, the numbers are silly because Central Holmes has had some success in some of those seasons. But the last 3 years where they had won 6, 7, and 7 ball games, for whatever reason, they were not on the schedule. So it's kind of been a fluke in scheduling. They're a little young this year, but still had 26 kids out. They're a 3A school, so they're the smallest 11 man in that association. But you know, they got a little banged up tonight. This is probably the deepest Tri-County team in my 13th or 14th year of doing them. Lost count, but deepest one that I've called. It's kind of a next man up mentality. Got 42 kids out this year in Flora, which is a really good number, and have good senior leadership. And it gets real next week. Riverfield comes to town, two-time defending state champs in Flora. You follow that up with Madison St. Joe. You've got ACCS looming on the horizon, and then you've got some other good games sprinkled in the playoffs. I mean, it's going to get a whole lot more competitive moving forward. We've played very, very well, but a long way to go. And then I got to give kudos to Zach Clark again tonight. 5 carries, 132 yards, 3 touchdowns. The last 3 times he touched the ball were all touchdowns. Remarkable for that senior.
That's efficiency.
It is over 26 yards a carry. Remarkable.
Well, Josh, man, drive carefully. We appreciate you taking time to call in tonight. Always glad to listen to you here in the Jackson area when I get a chance. And hope to talk to you again real soon, man. Thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate you.
You bet. Josh West, who covers Tri-County Academy, off to a great start this season. Probably a championship contender in that league.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, Tri-County, of course, traditionally year in and year out has a good team, always competitive, and sounds like they're off to a great start this season. Let me throw in one score, and you know, Will Watson does so much for us, our spreadsheets, our scores, and things like that, and helping get the show together. He gave me a score a little while ago with a little footnote. Now, this sounds like a forfeit. Boonville over Baldwin, 2-0. But according to Will, the only score in that game was a safety in the third quarter. So Boonville over Baldwin, 2-0. That's the score that we had. That's the score of the night. I sort of like that in a way.
Yeah.
Because I used to call, you know, we called some games way back in the day.
That's
some
scores.
Of the best games were the 3-0 game.
Yeah.
You know, because it was, you know, every, you know,
great defense.
Well, I mean, it was great defense back in the day. I don't know. I'm one of these. I'm the opposite of Russ. Russ likes the 68-57 game. I don't mind a 7-6 game.
Well, I tell you what, the 68-57 games usually last about 3.5 hours.
The two to nothing
games.
Yeah, they get over quick.
2:15, and we're off to dinner. So
that's right.
That is something else. 2-0 Boonville over Baldwin. We'll have some more scores here in just a few moments. 601-401-6867 is the number to call if you'd like to report yours. 601-401-6867. Coming up later this hour, we'll talk with Greg Flynn with the Pearl Pirates. I think J.J. Plummer at the Richland High School is hopefully going to join us here pretty soon. So while we're maybe waiting for Coach Plummer, let's go ahead and get some of those other scores, George.
All right. Let me see if I can breeze through here and find some things that we have not mentioned lately. Germantown defeated Lake Charles College Prep tonight by the score of 40-26. That's Germantown's second win of the year, and a nice win for them. North Pontotoc beat Charleston 18-12. It was Lake Cormorant over DeSoto Central 35-15. South Jones beat Forest Hill 21-18. Wesson over Franklin County 41-6. Gaucher outscored Pascagoula 52-41. It was Gentry High School defeating Ruleville 30-12 tonight. George County over Greene County 42-7. Grenada edged Pontotoc 24-19. We have not given you this score. Gulfport got a good win last week. At home, they beat Pearl 13-12. They went on the road tonight to Pensacola to play Escambia, who is, you know, kind of year in and year out a pretty good team in Florida. Gulfport lost tonight, put up a good game, but lost 35-28 to Escambia. It was Harrison Central beating Morton 35-18. Ocean Springs beat Hattiesburg 43-8. Quitman beat Heidelberg 25-14. We've not given you that one before. Port Gibson beat Jim Hill 34-26. Lafayette defeated Horn Lake 38-7. Lake over Sebastopol 39-9. Let's see, Lewisburg over Byhalia 45-14. Mendenhall shut out McGee 31-0. Meridian is off to a 2-0 start. They beat Northeast Lauderdale 49-21 tonight. East Webster over Nanawaya 13-6. I just say that because I love to say Nanawaya as many times as I can.
I called their championship game
basketball?
In 2019 for MPB Radio.
Oh, okay.
They were in the football 1A title game. And
right.
I enjoyed the dickens out of that all night long.
Neshoba Central over West Lauderdale 21-14. Resurrection Catholic defeated North Forest 48-6. West Jones over Northeast Jones 28-2. It was Clinton defeating Northwest Rankin 32-7. The Arrows are now 1-1 on the season. West Lowndes over Okolona 28-12. Pearl got their first win of the season. I mentioned they lost to Gulfport last week, but they won at home tonight. They beat Ridgeland 50-13 was the final in that game. St. Andrews got their first win of the year. They defeated St. Patrick 17-16. St. Stanislaus, which is another sort of one of my favorites. It's a little hard to say, but it's St. Stanislaus defeated Long Beach 35-25. Scott Central over Union 34-15. Oak Grove was a winner over Seminary. Now, that is a 6A, a very good 6A team playing a 3A school, but Oak Grove defeated Seminary 43-7. New Hope shut out Shannon 34-0. Simmons, which we always used to call Hollandale Simmons
yeah.
And they are always good in 1A. They defeated Leland tonight by the score of 50-0. Let's see, West Harrison over Southeast Lauderdale 42-6. Columbus over South Haven 10-6. Now, see, I like that. That's football.
That's football.
That's football right there. Chippewa defeated Saltillo 41-6. Velma Jackson, we talked about Velma Jackson a little bit last week. They defeated Yazoo County 43-6. And again, I've been to Velma Jackson. And Velma Jackson's way out in the woods.
It's in, up in there.
But I tell you
Camden.
What. Well, yeah. Well, that's exactly right. Suburban Camden. But they, I mean, the only thing I remember about going to that school, I went to an event that was in their gymnasium. And just their gymnasium is a nice gym, but they have banner after banner of the fact that they've won basketball championships year in and year out. Warren Central over Vicksburg 7-6. I bet that was a good game. That was played at Vicksburg. You know, I can't remember the name of the stadium.
Is that the Red Carpet Bowl? Is that what they call it? Or is that a different game now?
I'm not sure. I think that I'm not sure.
They used to call it the Red Carpet Bowl.
But Warren Central always would play somebody in Vicksburg, but always play somebody.
Right.
They
that's
played it back
was, yes.
to back.
They didn't play each other.
No, they didn't play each other tonight, and apparently that was at Vicksburg. Vicksburg's got one of those old city stadiums,
yes.
Concrete and everything. Just fantastic. But Warren Central won that game 7-6. Centerville Academy defeated Silva Bay 36-15. Central Hines got their third win of the year. They beat a mid school 48-14. Capaya, now this is interesting. Capaya defeated Pelahatchie, which is a 2A school, 42-7. So that's Capaya's third win of the year. So they're off to a pretty good start. Indianola Academy beat Delta Streets. That's one of our former eight-man schools. But Indianola won that game 41-7. Jackson Prep got on the winning track. You know, they've gotten off to a very unusual start. The Patriots lost their first two games of the year. They lost to Greenville Christian. They lost to Heritage. Both two really good football teams, but Prep got back on the winning track tonight on the road, defeating Greenville St. Joe by the score of 35-0.
By the way, that Greenville Christian team that you just mentioned,
yes.
Played a school, I think, from Alabama tonight.
I think it was Georgia.
Georgia,
it? Yeah.
And got a loss in that ball game, so that was a real test for them.
Yeah,
and
but
so
it
they
was
took their first loss.
But that's a school. That's a school in Greenville that I don't know how many kids they have, but it's not that many.
No, it's not.
And they're playing like a 7A school in Georgia, which is like a pretty good competition. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, MississippiToday.com's Rick Cleveland read a good story about them. You can go check that out. It tells a bit about their story. We got some more scores we're going to report to you here in just a few moments. We got to take a quick break. We'll come back and have those other scores. So Greg Flynn from Pearl High School is going to join us too. The second hour of Friday Night Under the Lights. You're listening to it on Mississippi Public Broadcasting statewide and at Benuttal.com. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Every day at Malone, we exist to improve our community. Embracing technology, empowering people, striving to be better than yesterday. Malone Roofing Services and Friday Night Under the Lights have been impacting Mississippi for decades with the skill and dedication that has developed lasting relationships in our respective fields. For roofing, metal walls, and maintenance, Malone Roofing Services has you covered. Find out more on social media and at ecmalone.com. But for great football, it's Friday Night Under the Lights.
Hey guys, this is my friend Barry.
Hi. I'm limited data, Barry.
Ring number one in customer service by J.D. Power, Barry.
Let me take your coat, you little award winner, you.
Actually, that's my fur. Oh, be careful of the man's fur.
Malones are competitive people. Come from a deep line with my father. They were dying in his family, and they had to fight for everything they had.
My dad didn't allow us to have any quit in us. I mean, everything we did, we pushed hard. This isn't a job to us, it's our passion. We were bred to do this.
You know I'd love to be there. It's just super far.
It's not that far.
We have unlimited data. We can chat all we want. I'm comfy.
But it's like 10 feet.
Like I said, super far.
Support for today's football game coverage has been made possible by Credit Concepts. Credit Concepts with two K's in the name. Hi, I'm Russ Robinson, and we want to thank Credit Concepts for supporting Friday Night Under the Lights all year long, and especially today's football game. The Bernard Blackwell All-Star Football Game, featuring players from the north and the south of Mississippi. Thank you, Credit Concepts with two K's in the name. We look forward to a 2019 season.
Friday Night Under the Lights. You're listening to Friday Night Under the Lights on Mississippi Public Broadcasting statewide and also at Finuddle.com. Thanks for joining us tonight, week three, Mississippi High School football action. And we've been wrapping it up, and we've got the rest of this hour a good lineup for you. Greg Flynn from Pearl High School is going to join us in just a few moments. But before we get to Greg, we got Coach J.J. Plummer on the line with us now from Richland High School as they took one on the chin tonight, a close game, 33-27 the final score. Florence got the victory, but Coach Plummer gracious enough to join us tonight. Hope to have talked to him earlier, but we found out why now he's a little late joining us is because he was a little late finishing that football game. Double overtime game for you, Coach. Thanks for your time. Tell us just a little bit about your team's performance tonight.
Well, I'm so daggone proud of our football team, and it certainly hurts when you lose a double overtime game. But, you know, Florence is our rival. And let me tell you what, if there was any game to go to on a Friday night, it was a packed house on both sides. Let me tell you what, if there's a game to go to, it's this one right here. It's just unfortunate that we weren't victorious. We felt like we dominated the second half. I think at halftime they had a 20-14 lead, and we took the lead 24-20. Felt like I said, it felt like we dominated the second half, and we actually fumbled there with about 5 minutes to go. It lined them up to tie the ball game up at 27-27, and then we took it into overtime. You know, it was just so hard fought. Neither team could score in the first overtime. Both teams kicked field goals. And then second overtime, Florence got the ball, and they went down and scored, and then we blocked the extra point. And it's just an unfortunate situation. We were pretty close. We just didn't get in on the last play. And, you know, we lost our quarterback. Our quarterback, Logan Evans, played such a good ball game, and we lost him in the third quarter. And like I said, you know, we kind of took over the game second half and just felt like we could capitalize on one or two of their mistakes and go ahead and win that ball game. Losing our quarterback and hurt our throwing game because we threw the ball pretty well tonight.
You know, you mentioned it. This really is one of those underrated rivalries because, what is it, about 10 minutes or so between the two schools? It will depend on which way you go. I understand traffic in Rankin County could be can be a bear sometimes.
Absolutely.
But I mean, these are probably kids who see each other a lot at church and other activities, and it's a rivalry maybe that a lot of people know about, but it seems to be a pretty good one.
Tell you what, tonight's atmosphere was one of the best I've ever been involved in. I mean, there were people along the sides of the gates. I mean, there's people everywhere. And it's definitely a big-time rival. You know, when I got here, Richland just really didn't compete with Florence very well before I got here. You know, Florence had dominated the past couple of years by big numbers. But, you know, we played so daggum hard tonight. And I had several parents after the football game come up to me and say, "Coach, I've been watching Richland football for 20 years. Let me tell you what, that's the best Richland performance that we've ever seen against Florence." You know, we have not, Richland has not beaten Florence, I think, in the last 16 or 17 years in a row. But, you know, I think the Florence team knows and understands that hey, we came to play tonight. And, we may have lost on the scoreboard, but this team won in my heart.
Well, Coach, what do you got next week?
We got McLaurin next week, which is another rival. They're just right down the road from us, and that'll be the Golden Egg Trophy that we fight for every year. We've won it the last 2 years, and we know McLaurin's going to come in here and give us our best shot. If we got them at our place, it'll be our first home ball game, and we're hoping to get our kids' confidence back up and get their enthusiasm back up and, try to get us a win next week.
Well, Coach Plummer, thanks so much for taking time to join us tonight. Tough loss tonight. We wish you the best of luck going forward, though.
Thank you so much for having me on.
You bet. J.J. Plummer, the head coach of the Richland Rangers, lost tonight by 6 to Florence, 33-27. But, yeah, again, that's one of those kind of under-the-radar rivalries that probably everybody in those two towns is going to be there. And
Coach Plummer's not going to say too much about himself, but he's certainly elevated that program down there over the last couple of years, and they're playing much better and winning some ball games, and sounds like they're having fun, you know, in the process too.
You're listening to Friday Night Under the Lights. 601-401-6867 is our number, and I think we're going to turn right around and talk about Pearl Pirate football tonight. We have Greg Flynn who is with us, we believe. Greg, you there?
Oh, yes, he's here.
Well, Greg, big, big win for the Pirates tonight. Lots of points put up on the scoreboard. What did you see that you liked?
Boy, what a tremendously resilient team this is. You know, Pearl's got known for offense, and they have, I think they finally found their true quarterback in Jerry Johnson, known as Jay Bird. He's played all 4 years as multiple different positions, but he is a true quarterback now. And the best way to liken him for folks is he's learned to play like Lamar Jackson. He's developed terrific touch. He used to play wide receiver, defensive back. He is now running the show on the offense. And every snap, he gets a little bit better. You know, last week was very tough against Gulfport, where they scored just two rushing touchdowns, and tonight throw 50 on the board against a very good Ridgeland team. And man, I tell you, Pearl played a home opener tonight, and they dominated from start to finish on both sides of the football.
You know, many, many years ago, I did one season of play-by-play for Pearl High School, and it was just as they were kind of moving up the up in the MHSAA division, the classifications. They just moved up, I think, to 5A at the time, and now they're in the highest classification. This has really turned into one of the Metro Jackson area's best, consistently good football programs.
Oh, it is, and what John Perry was able to do to take it to new heights by winning that state championship, back-to-back state championship game appearances in 2016 and 17, and then came through with the undefeated season in 17, and then he retired, and Justin Hunter has taken over in his second year, and after some growing pains and a lot of young players last year, Pearl is, you know, proved that they belong in 6A. It's a borderline 5A, 6A school, very, very close, but man, they have shown that they can play with anybody, and they are consistent, building a tradition of solid play there. And Justin Hunter is picking up where John Perry left off, and it is a bright, bright future. You know, there's a great mix of talent on here. It's a lot of sophomores, a lot of juniors, a few seniors mixed in. But man, I can't wait for you guys to see Jay Bird, Jerry Johnson, this whole season as he progresses and only gets better at the quarterback position.
So who do the Pirates have next Friday night?
Third warm-up game is against Morton on the road at the Panthers. So they'll get another good test. The defense has just been playing lights out. You know, you hold Gulfport to, in essence, 7 points.
Right.
You know, they lost the game 13-12 last week. Lost on the with 13 seconds to go to Gulfport. And then tonight, the fact that they were able to shut down a Ridgeland offense that has the two of the arguably best wide receivers in the state in juniors Aiden Williams and Jabraxton Boone. And for all intents and purposes, they shut them down. This is a Ridgeland team that scored 42 points against Northwest Rankin last week, and tonight could barely muster 13.
Well, Greg, we appreciate you taking time to call in, man. Wish you and the Pearl Pirates the best of luck going forward.
Oh, absolutely. I appreciate you guys having us on. You do an awesome job.
Thank you, Greg. Thanks so much. We're going to have some more scores. We'll have another rundown of our scoreboard coming up in the next half hour. And we'll also talk about Crazy Eights. Eight-man football. Joel will be here to give us his weekly report. And we may have time to squeeze in you as well. 601-401-6867. 601-401-6867. You're listening to Friday Night Under the Lights on Mississippi Public Broadcasting. We'll be back in a moment.